This year has been dedicated LeKavod Eli Westreich LeZivug Hagen VeYofa BeIto YuBezmanoi Yehi Ratzon SheYizkeh LeTorah UleHatzlacha VeNachas LeOirech Yomim MeShanim Tovim VeNoyim MiToich Menuchas HaNefesh UMenuchas HaGuf Ad Me'ah VeEsrim Shana.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We continue the sugyas of Tumas Oil. We find the Gemara over here in Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Hei Mit Beis brings down the Halacha. It's a Braisa. It says the following: Rav Yosi Oimer, Chavilei Mitos Shrigei Chaloinos. If you have ropes from a bed that you crisscrossed across the frame of a bed that, so you could put a mattress on top, and usrige chaloinos, or you have some type of latticework, a screen that you have over a window or opening on the top of your house, on a skylight on the top of your house, choytetzin ben bayis laliyah. So you have two rooms, is two floors in your house, the bottom floor, the bayis, and the top floor, it's called aliyah. In between, there is a hole to climb through. There's a hole in the floor of the aliyah, in the roof of the ceiling of the bayis. And that hole is larger than the tefach al tefach, so the tumah has the ability to go through. However, over this hole, you put this type of lattice work where it's basically very thin ropes, a very thin, some type of screen that is not completely covered because there's holes in between. But the halacha is that you don't have a tefach of solid material that in order to be chaitetz. So what's the halacha over here? It says that if you spread something out on top of a mace and the mace is directly underneath it, so it says like this: when it's ben bayis laliyah, Rabbi Yosi says that it's chaitetz and the tumah doesn't go through, it doesn't differentiate exactly where the mace is. If it was personal, I'll play a mace, but avir, if the mace is outside, and this thing is suspended in mid-air on top of the mace, so then the halacha is, hanegei keneged hanekev tome, shlei keneged hanekev tor. The halacha is that anything that's directly on top of the mace, even though there's a screen in between, but your hands or the part of the person or kli is directly on top of the mace, and there is empty space in between that it'll go through the holes of these ropes, the halacha is that becomes tamei because you're directly on top of the mace. However, if you're not directly on top, you're directly on top of the mace, but there is the rope itself, which is very thin, but it's less than a tefach. The rope is in between the tumah and the person or the kli. Then the halacha is that it will stop the tumah. The tumah will not go through. That's this braisa that the Gemara over here brings down. So Rashi explains that there's a difference in halacha over here between the two cases of the braisa. The first case of the braisa is that really there is a roof. There is a roof, and there's a hole in the roof, and you put this lattice work or these ropes on top of the roof. In such a case, the braisa does not differentiate. There's no differentiation between if the person or the kli is on top of the rope or on top of the airspace in between the rope, and there's nothing in between him and the tumah. Either way, even if there's absolutely nothing in between, the halacha is he's still tar. This that the braisa differentiates between if you are directly over the tumah, or with only the airspace in between, or on the holes, or if you're directly over the rope, that's only true when it's not part of a roof. This is the entire thing. There's no separate roof. However, Rashi says when there is a roof, so the halacha is it becomes part of the roof. And Rashi says, a very big chiddush, that in such a case, even if you would have the tumah, there would be absolutely nothing. No, there's only empty space in between the tumah and the person. The halacha is the person does not become tameh. A very, very big chiddush, the halacha that Rashi says. Oh, when there's no roof, then the halacha is that we don't have enough, it's not enough to be chaitetz. You want it to be chaitetz, the tumah can't go through, the tumah won't go through a solid object. In this case, it's not considered tumah ritzutza. So the tumah won't go through the solid object, it won't go through the ropes. So something that's connected the ropes and not sticking out into the airspace is fine, it's tahar. But the ropes, in the space in between the ropes, there's nothing to stop the tumah from going through. And therefore, the tumah goes straight through. This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The emes is that there is a Mishnah in Olis. The Mishnah in Olis, Perakes Mishnah Dalet, says, brings a similar case, and it says, Elu chaytzim v'loy mivin. The following things are chaytik, they stop the tumah from going through. V'loy mivin, but they don't spread out the tumah, as we said, it's not considered that if you're underneath a different part of this oyel, that the tumah will spread to make the person tummy. What's the example? So the examples the Mishnah says are Masachas Prusa v'chavile mita, are these ropes. It's exactly this case where you have the ropes that are spread out. The thickness of the rope, each rope itself is not a tevach. So it's not considered oil to spread the tumah out underneath. But nevertheless, it's choytet. It'll stop the tumah from going through. What does it mean that it stops the tumah from going through? So the Rosh over there in the Mishnah says that the case of the Mishnah is that the tumah is not directly underneath the ropes. The halacha is, the case over there is that you have a roof, and like we said, there's a hole in the roof, and over that hole in the roof, you spread out these ropes, but the tumah is not directly underneath. Since the tumah is not directly underneath, so the tumah doesn't spread to underneath this area, that underneath the area of the ropes, because you don't have a besech tefach of something solid, because there's too many spaces in between. On the other hand, the tumah will not On the other hand, it stops the tumah. The tumah will not spread out into the aliyah and out to anything that's on top of that. So it seems pretty clear from the Rosh, and in fact, there's mash like this from the Rambam as well, that should the tumah be directly underneath the ropes, then we wouldn't say that it's choytetz b'fnei tumah. It's not choytetz b'fnei tumah. You're right, if something would be directly on top of the rope, maybe it would be tar, but if the tumah were not underneath the rope, the tumah were underneath the empty space in between the rope, the tumah would go straight through. So it turns out that we have a machloikis rishonim over here. The truth is, the Rosh brings down the Gemara and he tries to be miyash of the Gemara. But lemaisa, this is the shita of the Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh and the Rambam hold not like Rashi. Rashi over here is really a chiddush. The Rosh and the Rambam and the pashtus. The pashtus is that your person is standing directly on top of a mace. There's absolutely nothing in between. The oil that these ropes don't constitute an oil. There's empty space in between, and the halacha is the tumah can go through. The tumah goes straight up, even when you don't have a pesach tefach. So why is it that Rashi says that in such a circumstance, the halacha is that it's chayitz of nei tumah? Sounds like a very, very big chiddush. So the truth is, there's different ways to explain exactly what is Shitas Rashi. The Chazanish in Oli Simin Yud Tzav Katan Aleph wants to say over here that there's a chiddush that we could be mitzar of the two sides. Really, the case is that each rope is half a tefach wide. And there's a sugi in Ervin that talks about when I have a oimen meruba ala paritz. The halacha is that when you need a mechitza for purposes of Shabbos, of carrying on Shabbos or an Erev, so there's a halacha that when you have, even when you have an opening in the wall, we say that if there's oimen meruba, if the part of the wall that is a wall is much bigger than the opening, so we say oimen meruba laparetz, and even the pirtza, the opening in the middle of the wall, is bottle and is considered as if there's a wall there. The Gemara has a discussion, what happens if I say oimen meruba mishnei tzadim? That means that the total length of the wall is 30 feet, and the side, there's an opening in the middle of the wall that's 10 feet, and that means that there's a side of the wall where there's 10 feet on one side and there's 10 feet on the other side. Now 10 and 10, it's not considered oimid meruba, unless you say paritz ka'imid, but if you don't say paritz ka'imid, so the halacha is that you don't have oimid meruba. On the other hand, why can't I be mitzaref? Maybe I should be able to be mitzaref to 10 feet on one side and the 10 feet on the other side. I have a total of 20 feet, and I have a total of 20 feet. That's oimid meruba, that's larger than the space in between. And in such a case, there's a possibility. The Gemara has a discussion whether we'll be able to say oimid meruba ala paritz mishnei tzadim and be mitzaref to two sides. So the Chazanish learns that the halacha is that over here, like Abi Tumah, we say such a yisoid, that will say, Oymin Meruba, the fact that I have a half a tefach on each side has the ability to close up, so to speak, that hole, and it's as if the hole is completely closed, and since it's completely closed, the Tumah will not go through. That's the way the Chazanish understands. The Sidrei Tyrus in Olis, over there in Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Aleph, in the Sefer, says that he wants to explain it slightly differently, that there is a halacha, we know that the Gemara talks about in the Erev and Sukkah, is a halacha that's called lavud. The halacha is that whenever I have a wall, and I have an opening that's less than 3 tvachim wide, that we have a halacha that says you could seal up the opening. It's as if it's sealed. So long as the opening is less than 3 tvachim, you can seal up that opening, and that's called lavud, and it's as if that area is sealed up. Now the question is, would I say lavud when it comes to tumah? So l'chayra, the Gemara says in Sukkah that you really, that we can't say lavud, because if I would say lavud, we know that if you have a hole, if you have a hole, the tumah goes through. If the person is standing, it's a beferish mishnah. In fact, it's a halacha. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see soon in your day. The halacha is that even if you have a hole in your roof and the hole is less than a tefach, and koshkir, if the hole is a tefach and a person is standing directly over on top of the hole and underneath the hole in the house you have a kezayis min ames, the halacha is the person becomes tamei. We don't say love it and seal up the hole and now the tumah doesn't go through. So the Gemara says that the halacha Moshe Sinai was not said. The halacha Moshe Sinai lovud was not said by tumah v'taira. Now it's not so clear because there is a taz in Yerideh that says there might be certain situations in halacha where we would say love it. It's a very complicated sugya. When we do say love, we don't say love it. Nevertheless, Sidri Taira wants to say over here that in such a situation, Rashi's opinion is that since I have a lattice work and I have a small holes, in such a case we would zikr say love it, and therefore we would say love it l'kula, and that will seal up the hole. Now there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that about this case where you have two floors and you have a hole in between the two floors, and this hole in between the two floors is not a tefach by a tefach wide. It's less than a tefach al tefach. But the tumah is on the floor, on the bottom floor, directly underneath the hole. So what we do is, and if there is a roof on top of the aliyah, on top of the second floor, there's a roof that covers the entire roof. So that's to say the tumah won't go out of the aliyah, because there is an oil over there, and that oil is a tefach. Because the oil on top of the second floor is definitely wider than a tefach, because the aliyah itself is wider than a tefach. But the hole in between the bottom floor and the second floor is less than a tefach al tefach. And the shaila is, what do we say in such a situation? Where exactly does the tumah go? We know that the halacha is that the tumah will go through. If you have a hole, it doesn't make no difference whether the hole is a tefach or less than a tefach. Either way, the tumah goes straight up. And if there's no roof on top, the tumah will go up all the way to the sky. Over here, there's a roof on top of the second floor. So there's no way the tumah can go all the way to the sky. The tumah will hit the top of the roof of the second floor. And it will stop over there. There's no way the tumah will go through. The question is, where does the tumah spread out? Do we say that the tumah goes up to the second floor, and when it hits the roof of the second floor, so there is an oil that's a tefach al tefach, it's longer than a tefach al tefach, so over there the tumah spreads out, and it spreads out throughout the entire second floor, and therefore anything that's in the second floor is tameh, but then we'll say the tumah does not go down to the first floor, because the halacha is that the only way the tumah could spread from one roof to another roof is if there's an opening that's at least a tefach long and a tefach wide. Over here, the opening between the bayis and the aliyah, between the lower floor and the upper floor, is less than a tefach al tefach, so the tumah will not spread. So again, if there's a tefach al tefach in that hole, the tumah will spread out on the top floor, and the tumah will spread back down into the bottom floor. That's not a question. Then it will definitely be tamei. It's before Shemishna and Olis in the 11th parak. If the hole is less than a tefach al tefach, so what do we say? Do we say that the tumah goes up to the roof, and it spreads out in the second floor, but it doesn't go back down to the first floor because you don't have a tefach al tefach to get the tumah back underneath. And the tumah is not directly underneath the roof of the first floor because it's directly underneath the hole. So that would l'chayra be the pashtus. And in fact, that is the sheet of the Rosh. And that is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea, we mentioned Shinai Nauf Sebeis, paskins that when in this such a case, the tumah is metami everything that's in the aliyah, and it's not metami anything that is in the lower floor. However, the sheet of Marami Rutenberg, which is interesting enough, is the Rebbe of the Rosh, but over here the Rosh disagrees with this Rebbe. The sheet of Marami Rutenberg in the Pirush Mishnayis in the 11th parak over there of Olis, in the 10th parak, Parak Yud, Mishnah Dalid, is not like that. The Maharam Rutenberg says over here a very interesting halacha. He says, we say that in such a case, we take the roof of the second floor, and we lower the roof of the second floor all the way down to the hole between the first floor and the second floor. So instead of having the tumah go straight up to the aliyah, instead of having the tumah go all the way up to the aliyah, and then spread out over there, the tumah never makes it to the second floor. Because when I have a roof on top of a hole, which is a hole in another roof, the halacha is based on a Gemara in Silka Daf Chaf Aleph that's called Chavayt Rami. The Gemara says over there by Sach that if you have Sach on two levels, if the Sach is wider than a Tefach, then we lower it as if we lower the roof all the way down to the lower roof. So over here as well, we take the upper roof, the roof of the second floor, and we lower it down to the lower roof, and that seals up the hole in between the bais and the aliyah, and therefore there's no way the tumah can go up into the second floor, number one. So everything in the second floor is tahar. And in addition, since this is an extension of now for the roof of the first floor, everything in the first floor will now be tameh. So here it's the exact opposite of the Rosh. The Rosh said everything in the top floor is tameh and the bottom floor is tahar, whereas the Maharam Rutenberg says the opposite. The Maharam Rutenberg says that everything on the bottom floor is tameh and everything on the top floor is tahar. The Mikdash David, in the end of Chelik on Tyrus and Kudras Aleph Sukkot and Aleph, wants to suggest that Rashi over here, Rashi by us, who says this halacha, that you will seal up by putting up this lattice work, we're going to seal up the hole. We're going to seal up the hole in between the Bais and Aliyah, and the Tumah will not go through. He wants to suggest that Rashi is only referring to a case where there is a roof on top of the hole. We're talking about such a case where I have two floors, and there's a roof on top of the second floor, and the roof extends over the hole between the first floor and the second floor, and that's why the roof goes down, like the Maran Rutenberg holds, and it splits the first floor from the second floor, and therefore only the first floor is tameh and the second floor is tahar. And that's the reason why Rashi says that since it's on a roof, and he means there's another roof on top, therefore it's chaitz and the tumah doesn't go all the way to the top. So you could say that if Rashi holds like the Rambam Rundberg, you could say that Rashi explains that this is the pshat in Rashi. This is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Obviously, the Rosh himself disagrees with the Rambam Rutenberg, so the Rosh cannot learn that this is pshat in the Gemara, and therefore, according to this understanding, the Rosh who disagrees can't learn this pshat, because the Rosh will hold, even if they have a roof on top of the second floor, it doesn't say, we don't say it's chaitz, instead we say that the tumah goes straight up and spreads out in the top floor, not in the bottom floor. So in such a case, obviously the Rosh can't learn this is pshat in the Gemara. Nevertheless, the Mikdash Dover wants to say that this is pshat in Rashi. Now this is a chiddush to say that pshat in Rashi. There is no Mashmos in Rashi. We don't see anywhere in Rashi that Rashi means to say that there's another roof on top of the second floor. In fact, the Pashas Rashi is that there is no roof on top of the second floor, in which case you wouldn't be able to say this Chiddush of the Rambam Rutenberg. Nevertheless, this Mikdash David wants to explain and answer up the Pirush of Rashi. So what comes out over here is that we have two Machlegesim. We have a Machlegesim Arsug between Rashi and the Rosh, if the Tumah is directly underneath the holes, if the Tumah will go through. And Mikdash David wants to say that this Machlegesim is dependent upon this other Machlegesim between the way the Rosh holds and the Rambam Rutenberg holds, whether the upstairs will become Tumah or only the downstairs will be Tumah.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.